Right now, I'm not in Sierra. I'm quite far away. So, line is not very good here, okay? And also, today class will be a little bit shorter, okay? Because again, after 1 hour, I have to start another class, okay? Here, the public class, okay? Over here. So, today I have not brought the book, okay? Liberation to the Farm. There is no book, okay? So, today I will just give the small introduction before the oral transmission. Okay. Oh yeah. So now the what we can see. Now you can see the one thing that first before the starting the group puja, what will I do is before the starting the group puja, maybe I will give you a small introduction of the group puja. Here the guru puja is generally it's a puja we call the guru yoga practice of the guru. So usually when we so it's just like Guru Puja. I forgot to tell you that the one thing that usually when we do the Guru Puja, we will just have the some of the I mean the we will keep the fruits and the foods. After the puja, then we will share the fruit like a veg fruits like fruits and the, to edible things. When I was a kid, I used to be very happy when we are doing the Guru Puja because we can get something to eat. Still, sometimes I'm quite happy when I do the Guru Puja. So today, maybe I forgot to tell you to buy the some of the edible things, foods to share. Yeah, I forgot to tell you that. Anyway, it's a point. Usually, this is the Guru Puja. It means for the blast us, not only the self, blast the environment, blast the food, blasting the every environment. This purpose of this puja is said. Especially in this world, especially in this time, 21st century time, I think the blasting the food is a very important because the food is a very contaminated. You can see that every food it is not very pure. So many of the chemical foods are mixed, so foods are very contaminated. So I think that we need a blessing for the food also. Now the blessing the food is there the two way of the blessing the food. Okay, two way of the blessing the food and environment. There are two ways of the blessing. One is the transforming the food itself, transforming the food from impure to pure. That's a one type of the blessing. Sometimes you can see in the tantra that sometimes in the tantra you can see that the deities are carrying the full of the blood in their hands or like that. Sometimes you can see that in the photo in the deity.
What are the deities carrying? Yeah.
Deities like a bowl of the blood in the deities you
Yeah.
can see in the some deities photo. Yeah. So these are the some people who are not understanding the Buddhist tantra properly. Then there are a lot of the misunderstandings arises when they see like this. So, because these are the blood, this is the one main symbol that our practice. While the practicing, the deities have transformed the blood into the nectar. They can transform it. This is the one of the meaning. That's why they carry the blood on their hand. It's showing that they can transform the blood into the nectar. You know the nectar.
Transform the blood into what, Kela?
Nectar. This is the one way of the blessing, transforming the something from impure to pure. This is the one best way of the blessing that impure, I mean the food, impure the environment. Okay, this is the one way of the blessing. I think the last time also I told the one thing that what are the meanings of the bloods, all the deities are carrying the blood, what meanings of that? I think the one meaning I have told last time. Do you remember? I think I told you or other people, I don't remember. I taught so many different places, I don't remember the way I taught what. Okay, one other meaning is that the red is that the blood color is a red. Red, it does mean that it's a power. It's a power. It's a meaning of the power. It's meaning of the power is it shows that the while the deities are carrying the blood, it means that the blood is a red. The color, blood color of the blood is a red. Red means power, over power. It's meaning the power, symbol of the power. This means the rat is the overpower, means the overpower of the what? Deity becomes the overpower of the own attachment. That's why they carry the red blood. It's simple of they overcome, they overpowered by their own attachment. Because the, in the human, our it is the most difficult to overcome is attachment. Most difficult. Overcome the anger, not difficult. Overcome the jealousy, not difficult. Overcome the attachment is the most difficult point in the human life. So this is the overcome the attachment. That is the that will overcome the attachment. So I will give you the one example. I think I told last time when I was in the Taiwan in the prison. These are for the prison for the kids prison. I was giving a talk for the kids prison. There is one small boy, maybe 14 or 15 years old. One small boy. He asked me the very sharp question.
Pardon, Rinpoche?
There is in that prison, the kid prison, teenage prison. There is one kid. I think he is around 14 or 15 years old. He is a prisoner. Kid.
And, yeah.
So he asked me one very sharp question, very nice question. So he asked me the one question that he asked me that question. He asked me that question regarding about that he was caught in the prison because of that he stole something. He stole the object. So he asked me the one question. He asked me the one question. He told me that when you see the sum of the good objects, do you generate the attachment? Very sharp question. This is a teenage prison. So teenage, these boys and girls asked me a very sharp question. One teenage boy asked me that if someone hit on your face, what will you do? The point is that, so that's why the attachment, so most of the people's, so they feel it's a very difficult for them to overcome the attachment. So that's why the deity are carrying the blood. It is simple of that they overcome the attachment. Who's overcome the red, the simple blood, color of the blood is the red. Red means the power. Power is means the overcome. They overpower the attachment. That is the simple why the deities are carrying the blood, both of them. Okay? So there are a lot of them. So if you don't understand the tantra properly, it will create only misunderstanding if you not understand the Buddhist tantra properly. So while they're carrying the blood, it's in the reality, it's not the blood. It looks like a blood, but it's not a blood at all. Because it had only the tongue. It had only the transform from the impure to the pure.
Pardon, Rinpoche?
The deity, while they have transformed the blood from the impure to the pure.
Yeah.
So I'm going a little bit deeper, okay, in the Buddhism, okay? I'm going now a little bit deep, okay, Buddhism. Okay? Now this is you have to understand. Otherwise, you Vietnamese people like the Tantra very much, but you are not understanding the whole concept of the Tantra. So maybe sometimes you might feel that these old deity might be drinking a blood. If they drink the blood, I think then they are not a deity. They will become the vampire. I think even the vampire won't drink the human blood. Now the human, now these times, the 21st century human carrying a lot of the disease in the blood. So that's why you can see, that's why, so that the point is that, so that's why this is the one way of the blessing. As I told you, they're the true way of the blessing. One way of the blessing is to transforming the something from impure to pure. That's a called the blessing. One type of the blessing. So usually now this group puja is generally to bless the food. We will do that. There are many purposes. One purpose is blessing the food. One purpose is a blessing the self. One purpose is a blessing the whole the environment. This puja is used to do this.
What is the last purpose, Kela?
Blessing the food.
Yeah.
Blessing the environment. Most important thing is a blessing the self to receive the blessing.
Yeah.
Receiving the blessing for self. Okay. So, okay, now the Guru Puja, okay. So now what I'm giving the oral transmission, Guru Puja is from, I mean, I will give it from the Tibet, okay? It's a Tibetan, in the Tibetan, okay, I will give you. Okay, so, that's the Guru Puja, so the blessing the self and the blessing the self and the blessing the environment and the blessing the food. Okay, purpose of the Guru Puja. Now, what does the here actually, why? What does the meaning of the blessing? What is the meaning of the blessing? Blessing itself means for the right changes. Good changes means a blessing. When you had something good changes, comes in you, that's a blessing.
Yeah, can you repeat, Rinpoche?
When you have something of the good changes into you, then it means that you have received a blessing. Okay, the blessing, actually the blessing, best blessing is something a good changes comes into you, then it is a blessing. Good changes means when you are suppose anger, when you are jealousy, when your ego all the decreased, then you have received the blessing. Okay, this is the best blessing when you can decrease, when you have a decrease the ego, jealousy, anger, then you have received the best blessing. Okay, now don't think that when you talk about the blessing, don't think that you should become like a Superman or something like that. Okay? Even Buddha is not like Superman. Okay, the blessings all these comes from your own prayer. Okay, it's not come from something external forces. Okay, I will tell you the one very true incident. Someone asked one person to tell to pray for him. Okay, did you get my point?
Yeah, someone asked a person
yeah, yeah.
to
someone
pray for him, right?
Someone asked that person to tell me to pray for him. He asked that person to tell me to pray for him. I think he have a very, very, very important, I mean, the important issue. So the person, that person who have a very important issue, they ask that one person to tell me to pray for him. That person and forget to tell me that he, that person forgot to tell me to pray for that person. But the later, what happened is that they just thanked him. That person said that my prayer really worked. Actually, he had forgot to tell me to pray for him. You got my point?
Yeah, I get that.
Now they ask him to thank me for prayers. But in the reality, I have no idea. I'm not that person that forgot to tell me to pray for them. But it has prayers and the strength comes from the inside. Don't think that something's coming from the outside. Okay? Every prayer is the blessings, all these are should comes from the yourself. Your motivation, your faith, your way of the praying. It's just very important. Okay?
Yes.
It is not the place where you pray. It is not about the whom you are praying. It is not about that. Okay? At the time, the Adisha, when he was in Tibet, he was a very famous Nalanda scholar. So people used to ask him to pray for them. So he always used to say one thing. He asked his student to pray for them. His student name is Ndom. He always used to say my student Ndom to pray. So Dom was quite surprised and asked, "You are my teacher. Why you are asking me to pray? Why you are not praying?" So Adisha always used to say one thing, that your prayer will be more effective because your body is stronger than me. Your prayer, the Adisha always used to say that his student to Dom, that your prayer will be more effective because your bodhicitta is stronger than me. Yeah. Now you all know what is a bodhitam, isn't it?
Yes.
So once you are starting any of the Buddhist practice, tantra, from the tantra and everything, if there is no bodhitam, that is not a Buddhism Mahayana at all. You have to understand.
Yes, yeah.
So that's why if you generated the more strong the bodhitam, then your prayer will be more effective. It is not whom you are praying, it's from your motivation. That's the most important thing. Up till now, whatever you prayed, You're not praying, you're just complaining. Oh, you're selfish, you're complaining. You're saying that you should have that Buddha, you should give this and this. You're asking, you're complaining, you're not praying. Up till now, if you look at yourself, if you look at the yourself, then you will know how selfish you are. So when you pray, you will ask for the only for yourself. When, if, example, when you want a watch, you will pray for the Buddha and ask him to give the watch to yourself. It's just like a prayer based on the selfish. Now, from now on, if you want to pray for the have the watch, you should think that all of the sentient beings might have a watch. You should pray that. Okay. Then if that is not prayer, then it will become the Bodhicitta practice. When you are asking the watch, don't ask only for yourself. Okay? Ask for the whole of the sentient beings may might have a watch.
Yes.
You should pray that. This is one true story. This is one man, he is walking in the old age home in the Europe.
The story in Europe?
Yeah, it's a true story of one person. That person, he walks in the old age home in the Europe. He walks over there. So he was walking in the old age home. Then later on, he started to practice the bodhicitta. What happened is that when he had to walk with so many old people, he had to feed with the old people, then he started to practice the compassion to the old people.
Can you repeat, Rinpoche?
Yeah, he had to walk in the old age home. You know the old age home? Yeah, so he walked in the old age home, okay? So old age home, when he was walking in the old age home, before starting the Buddhist practice, is just a walk for him. After the starting the Buddhist practice, what happened is that then he started to generate the compassion toward the old people. Then he just practiced the compassion toward the old people, where he had to feed the old people. Then he started to enjoy his job. Before, it is just a work for me. This is just a job. He don't care for the old people, what happens to them. He have to work. That's he's getting the paid. But later, after starting the Buddhist practice, generating compassion, then he started to enjoy his work. Now you can see that with practice, he started to enjoy. Not only enjoy, later he told me that then the old people loved him, started to love him very much. Then they wrote the letter for the administrator. He got some very high promotion. That person works in the Switzerland. That person, I know him very well. That person works in Switzerland, old age home. So you can see that with Buddhist practice, what the compassion practice, I mean with the bodhicitta practice, what happened? You can see the changes in his life. He started to enjoy his job. He got the promotion, everything he got with the practice of the bodhicitta. If he don't practice the bodhicitta, he have to walk, but he will walk very unhappy. With he have to deal with the old people. It's called a transforming. So it means that the transforming the blessing, transforming the misfortune into the blessing. Okay, this is the one of the highest bodhisattva practice. We'll take a 5-minute break. Okay. And those I'm having the dinner, okay? Then after a 5-minute break, I will give oral transmission, okay? After exactly 5 minutes, okay? Otherwise, after oral transmission, again, I have to go to the other place to give the teaching, okay? Just give me exactly after 5 minutes, okay? Okay. Yeah. I will ask the two is over there.
Yes, she is here, Rinpoche.
Okay, I have one question for two, okay? Okay, just ask her that what will she pray today, okay? As I told you before to pray, what will she pray?
Rinpoche, actually today I don't have any special prayer, just like a common prayer. I have every week, every Sunday when I come here and hearing you teaching, usually I pray that for me and all the people here and also all the people around the world, you know, essentially they have the chance to hear the Dharma and then to practice the Dharma until enlightenment. And that's my common prayer, not a very special one.
Okay. Now that this prayer, okay. Now, I have a second question. Okay, two. You are there.
यार मुझे
Yeah, that is your true prayer. That is your true prayer, or you're telling a truth, yeah? Are you telling truth?
And that's my prayer every week when I come here.
Yeah, okay, that's my second question. Okay, fine. Okay. Now just look at the Thu's prayer, okay? Thu's prayer, just for. Have you translated the Thu's prayer in the Vietnamese form? Okay, now you can see that I'm the Thu's prayer. Now, when she's telling that she's thinking of all of the same, then that comes the bodhicitta, okay?
Yes.
So when your prayers is included like this, all the sentient beings, like when you're included, then it's from the body come. Then the prayer will be more effective. Okay. Now the most important, second important thing is that when you are saying that the bodhicitta practice, also you together you should not generate the ego. When you're thinking of all of the sentient beings, you should not generate the ego also. You think yourself that you are practicing the bodhicitta, you are practicing there. Now, like that way, you should not generate the ego or pride. Okay, now just pray for now just pray for the bless for the whole of the sentient beings to receive the Buddha's blessing for the whole of the sentient beings, all the environment, all the food. Just pray for that. Okay,
Yes.
I will still pray. Oral transmission. Okay, now I will say the prayer. Okay. Hello. Okay. I finish. Okay. Now today I have to stop. I have to go somewhere else. Okay. Now I'll get another class.